This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Our pal Rick Camp joins us in 20 minutes, giving us NBA player prop picks for tonight's sides and totals, betting trends as well in the NBA from Pope Prop the First, Rick Camp, for our friends over at 4 for 4.
Should it be like Pope Prop the Fourth because it's 4 for 4?
I guess it could be Pope Prop the Fourth. Rick just texted, I've got 9 props as of now that I've already bet. Can touch on as many of those as you want. Good. We're going to talk about all 9.
All 9. Rick. Yeah.
I have 2 preseason futures that are favorites at the moment. Okay, well, that's more of like a pat on the back for
that's
Rick. That's okay.
Back. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, we like that. A couple notes on situations I look for have targeted. Okay, we can do those as well.
Ooh. This sounds good. It sounds like a winner.
So if there's a new like Pope of Props announced, like, you know, when like the Pope is announced, like the white smoke gets released. What happens when the Pope of Props is announced?
Steam? Like steam on the props?
Oh, some steam.
Hmm. Thought that was pretty creative, even though the visual is not
great. I mean, yeah, I think you actually nailed that. Honestly, it was perfect. Like, the visual sucks, but the idea was really creative. And good.
Right. That's me in a nutshell. The visual sucks, but it's pretty creative.
Power Hour starts 40 minutes from right now, featuring all our bets for tonight. But right now, the holiday music's playing. Means it's time for a round table. Is that what it means all the time?
Is that what it means?
I really just want to like do like different like the pitch and hello, it's me and I'm Nick Costos like the rest of the show.
Okay, well, let's see what holiday movies we get. Maybe we can fit some in.
I am really
the Grinch.
Hello.
So he goes down to Whoville and he takes all the 1-1 outside.
he steals literally all the presents, and he takes them back to his house, the 2-1 high, and he looks at the mirror. Okay, so these are favorite or least favorite holiday movies. So we'll go around the horn here. Joining us in this segment will be God's Perfect Creation, our video producer, Downtown Mike Brown, our board op, Jake the Snake, Hassan's, our technical director, Philadelphia, a.k.a. Bill Matz, and the esteemed executive producer of You Better, You Better, our pal, Scott Lynn. Scott, favorite or least favorite holiday movies? What do you got?
Favorite by far, and this is not on everybody's list. Perhaps you've seen it, and if you haven't, you should. 4 Christmases with Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon.
Okay.
It is a tour de force. The cast slays. Robert Duvall, Jon Favreau as a wrestler, Tim McGraw's in this movie, Mary Steenburgen. You guys have to see this movie. It's everybody's holiday nightmare. It's about a young couple, and they're trying to reconcile with the holiday, and there's divorced parents, and Shelley Long's in it as a hippie. It's incredible, and it's got Christmas in the title, so there you have it. Elf is great. Die Hard's great. You know, It's a Wonderful Life. Great. Go out of the box and grab 4 Christmases. Must see, boys.
Man, Siskel, Ebert, and Lynn.
What was the intro? It's every parent's worst nightmare or something like that.
It literally sounds like the voiceover guy in the movie.
The trailer, right? I mean, it's just unbelievable.
In a world where there are not 1, not 2, not 3, but 4 Christmases.
4 Christmases.
So Scott, is this that. Is this a well done? Is this a rom-com?
Sure, it can be described as a rom-com. Absolutely. It's fantastic. Thank me later. Like, I guarantee you will love this movie.
Will my girlfriend like it?
Everybody loves this movie. Everybody.
And, like, everybody.
Yes.
Have I never heard of this movie? Four Christmases?
Yes, I mean, for a movie that has a 100% approval rating, I've never heard of
right.
it.
Right, and that cast, too. Like,
yeah,
Vince Vaughn, Reese Witherspoon,
it's
and Robert,
not
Robert Duvall in this movie.
Oh, he plays, I'm not going to give any of the jokes away, but it's very well written. There's a lot going on, but it's tremendous. Not for the kids, though, Ken. Not for the kids.
Okay. Right, just but Ken's kids are like 3 and 2, so
yeah, that's
right. You know. Yeah, they're gonna watch Spidey and all his friends on Disney Plus. That's what they're gonna watch.
Scott, just for bleeps and giggles, can you look up the Rotten Tomatoes rating for Four Christmases?
Sure.
Like audience and critics, I'd be interested.
17%.
That would be awesome.
Wow, this is great. Rotten Tomatoes, per the Wikipedia page, Four Christmases has an approval rating of 24% and an average
out of 24?
Rating of 5 out of 10. 24% out of 144 reviews.
Maybe that's per Christmas, though. So you multiply that by 4, that's like 98%, right?
It's possible. 96%. Yes.
Right.
Audiences polled by CinemaScore gave the film an average grade of a B on an A+ to an F scale. They said it's a sour holiday comedy suffering from a hackneyed script. Maybe that's my business card, and that's why I liked it. But I really like this movie.
Scott, people hate this movie.
Yeah.
Whatever.
The critical review sounds bad. Right? It's like,
seriously.
It's okay, but the script sucks.
Honestly, okay, this makes me want to watch it more now that like people hate it. I feel like it's probably good now.
Hate watch Four Christmases? That sounds good.
You know what? I'm going to sell it to my she's actually been but she's been like, can we watch a Christmas movie? And she always wants to watch Elf. And like, I've had it with
Elf.
Like,
my wife's sure she wants to watch Elf. Yeah.
I think we can maybe do Four Christmases.
I'm looking at Four Christmases on the actual Rotten Tomatoes site right now. Out of an audience score of over 250,000 ratings, it has a 47%.
Out of 100?
Yes.
Yeah. Percent, yeah.
Watch.
Yeah, it's not
watch.
Great.
Doesn't matter how many Christmases you have, but the movie doesn't get better.
I mean, Scott, are you like in the movie? Like, do you get like a residual every year?
No, please. Lord, no. No. Promise.
I've never heard someone go to bat for something so esoteric like this before, like the Four Christmases.
Four off the beaten path.
Okay.
All right, so Four Christmases from Scott Lynn. I can't wait to hear what Bill's answer is for this.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
He's like Saving Private Ryan or something ridiculous.
Bill,
what's
Scott
your favorite
Christmas
movie?
I love my absolute favorite Christmas movie is the Trailer Park Boys Christmas special. If you've never seen Trailer Park Boys, you have to watch it on Netflix. It's one of the best shows of all time. But they have an excellent Christmas special. Beyond that, we'll go with The Night Before. It's Seth Rogen, Joseph Gordon-Levitt. It's a group of friends. They go out every Christmas Eve and just party, and some of the friends are starting to grow out of it. One friend kind of stuck in his adolescent ways, so they're trying to get him to grow up. It's a great story. Scrooge, Harold and Kumar Christmas, obviously, Elf, and the It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia Christmas special. My buddies and I watch that every Christmas Eve.
That is a good one. That's when Danny DeVito like comes out of the couch, right? Or something or whatever.
Sews himself into the couch, yeah.
It's ridiculously funny. I think what you realize is, like, as you get older, is, like, every movie, there's, like, five plots, basically, for every single movie that's ever been made, and they're just, like, slightly different. Like, oh, this group of friends goes out, but a few of them have outgrown it.
Right, right. A rite of passage. Who hasn't made it? Who has?
It's The Hangover, starring Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, no kidding, yeah.
It's Trailer Park Boys on Netflix. All right, Jake the Snake. Snake, what do you got for us here?
All right, mine's going to be a little different. It's one of two. It's either Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince or Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix.
Yeah, but this...
Like, at least Goblet has the Yule Ball in it, so you can kind of say that's a Christmas movie, but...
Nope, going on technicalities.
Mike had to correct everybody.
Christmas scenes.
I also like the fact that as we're talking about Harry Potter with just ghosts in it, downtown Mike Brown sounds like a poltergeist from the netherworld, the way his audio setup sounds.
Pig corrects which movie it should be, because one of them has the Yule Ball in it, which
he's
is
not
outstanding.
No, of course. Downtown, you're like giving us the signal to come on. What do you got?
No, that was a 1 minute thing because I got the wrong mic hooked up. So.
Oh, okay. well, guess what? We're gonna hear from the bad microphone again in a minute when we bring you back on.
Correct.
But Jake, you know, Jake Scott said earlier that Die Hard. I actually vehemently disagree with the idea that Die Hard is a Christmas movie. I think you'd have a Christmas movie that features like murder in it. That's just me. So for me, Die Hard's not a Christmas movie. But I know that some people will make the case that Die Hard is a Christmas movie. Like, what is
the
case we made?
It takes place during Christmas, and they play a Christmas song in the movie and during the credits at the end.
So I don't think
Let It Snow is the
No, listen,
the
that's just me.
Song.
Yeah. I accept that people can disagree.
Yeah.
I've read the books. How do we get Order of the Phoenix and or Half-Blood Prince as a Christmas movie?
Christmas scenes. Going on technicalities, there is at least a single Christmas scene in each one.
Well, but each one is about a school year, right? So, like, there would be, there's also, like, Thanksgiving scenes.
It goes
like,
over, like, 9 months or whatever.
Right? Yeah. Or dragons.
Well,
right,
well, in the seventh book, there's none of that because like there's no school because Voldemort. Is
oh, true, because the world has fallen into chaos and peril. Right?
Well, there is school, but Harry's not in it anymore. He's like, he's traveling around London and the world trying to get the Horcruxes, right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, the Half-Blood Prince, that happens at the end of that, right, and then into the next book.
The Hallows and the Horde. Yeah, you know, it's the Deathly Hallows. Is what he's
Hallows part one and two, right? Yeah. So movies.
Great books. Goblet of Fire, I think, is the best Harry Potter book. That's me.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's is it the longest one too? It's very
no long. Order of the Phoenix is the longest.
Is one. Order of the Phoenix the longest? Is that the worst one?
No,
well, I mean, it's
two is relative. Two is far and away the
two?
Worst one.
That, Prisoner of Azkaban is that two?
No, Chamber of Secrets is two.
Chamber
Prisoner
of Secrets
Azkaban
is
three.
All right, yeah,
yeah. I think so. You
oh
agree with
yeah,
that.
Chamber of Secrets stinks. Yeah,
I mean they're all no. Well, I mean like, they're all great. It's just like a matter of like which is like the least great in my.
No,
opinion.
There's like if there's seven of them, then one can't be that good.
How about Voldemort comes back at the end of Goblet of Fire and kills Cedric Diggory?
Yes, which was actually I thought the last hour of that movie actually captured the essence of the book. Actually, I think really well, which not all the movies captured.
I remember where I was when I read that book, and at the end of it, I just like put the book down and just like sat in my old room in Long Island in silence for like an hour.
Contemplated your mortality.
It was like that's one of those where I was just like, I remember where I was when I read it. I was like, oh my god, just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Takes Christmas us to the movies, downtown. Apparently. Takes us to the downtown Mike Brown portion of the program. GPC, what do you got for us?
All right. Well, on the subject of just double checking to make sure that my stuff is good. On the subject of movies that totally capture like the essence of the books and their source material. I have to go with the best adaptation of Charles Dickens's A Christmas Carol, which is The Muppet Christmas Carol, which is fantastic.
I have that written down. That's one of mine. Yeah.
I mean, any adaptation the Muppets do is the superior version. Like, that's just, that is a hill I will die on. Love them.
What's the Muppets Christmas special where the chef, the Swedish chef is in it? And like, Miss Piggy's trying to get home for Christmas and she's like in like the London style phone booth and like she can't get back.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. It's, I think it's just called like a Muppet Family Christmas. That's when they bring in like, because like the Fraggles are in it and everything, and Jim Henson shows up at the end.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Muppet Family Christmas.
Okay, all right.
Who doesn't love a good Muppet? You know,
just that the Muppets are great. Muppet Treasure Island, best movie ever.
Muppet Treasure Island,
better than Four Christmases. Or
from the producer of Four Christmases.
I mean, like. Muppet Christmas or Muppet Treasure Island opens with the song "Shiver Me Timbers." I've never seen Four Christmases, but I assume its opening song isn't as good.
Nobody
as
else has either.
So. Right. Well, okay. I'll look it up. Why not? You know, have it on there. You know, 1 year instead of having Die Hard 1, we had Die Hard 3 on. So, you know, it's all about esoteric little...
Which is called Die Hard with a Vengeance. It's not called Die Hard 3. It's called Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Nothing makes you think about Christmas than Die with a Vengeance. Sounds like an episode of You Better, You Bet.
A movie that we literally couldn't quote on the show for more than 5 seconds without being kicked off the air.
All right, Ken, what about you?
Well, Muppet Christmas Carol is going to be one of mine. I really like the animated original Grinch. Like the old Grinch that's animated, the 30-minute cartoon that would always come on like TNT or one of the channels. That was the only appointment viewing for me. And then the only other one I have written down to bring up, which I can't believe nobody brought up yet, is Home Alone, which I see Scott writes in our chat as Jesse, our executive producer at BetQL or Odyssey or both, whatever, says Home Alone is the only answer to this, which, you know, Four Christmases could also be an answer. But yeah, Home Alone for me. So last Christmas we watched Home Alone for the first time in like a while. I have a feeling it will become like a more regular viewing because I was like, man, it had been a little too long since I watched it. So original Grinch for sure is number one for me with the song and everything, which I think I used to know all the words of too. Now less so.
The 30-foot pole. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na
Home
You're
Alone
rotten.
Is on my list.
Mr. Nick.
Yes, I am. Gonna rotten soul.
But they fixed your computer.
You curse out NFL coaches from the comfort of your home.
Mr. Nick.
This could go in many different directions. I love Home Alone. Home Alone's my favorite. I'm going to throw a curveball at you. I watched this movie, and All These Days Bleed Together. I think it was Saturday. It was Saturday night. Bad Santa.
Sure. Billy Bob Thornton.
The first, like, 45 minutes of that movie, like, before, like, it starts getting a little... And even, like, the sappy parts, I feel like, are well done with Thurman Merman. But, like, the first one, he's just in full-on, like, alcoholic mode, and he's just wasted. And, like, those scenes are laugh-out-loud funny.
Bad Santa, very good entry. Was that anything else come to mind? Bad Santa. Bad Santa's really good. Bill's writing in our chat. He likes that one, too.
The Muppet. I'm a sucker for... Like, my girlfriend puts on rom-coms, and I watch them, and I'm always like, I'm going to hate this. And then by the end, like, I'm, like, tearing up.
Oh, yeah. There's one that always gets me. Stepmom, incredibly sad. Like, it's more of a drama thing. Susan Sarandon and Julia Roberts takes place during Christmas.
Now, do you feel like that's a... Yes! And Susan Sarandon's got... Did she have dementia in the movie? Or something?
No, she... I think she gets, like... She gets cancer or something.
Yeah. Now, do you think that's, like, a guy thing? Like, guys are like, oh, I never watch this, but, like, all guys like rom-coms? Or is that just, like, me?
I think with Stepmom is true. Everybody in my high school, my boarding school, watch Stepmom.
What about Four Christmases?
DVD.
Rick Camp coming up after this.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.